T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
The Bill Michaels Show is on the air, and we are glad you're here. And I told you it was coming. I told you. I said it's on its way. It's going to hit, and you're not going to like it. None of us like it. That's the cold weather. And we know that right now at this time, the cold weather, it stinks. And I'm not a fan of it, but you got to brave it. You got to do what you do and kind of move on. Now, the big thing about this is that if you have drafty doors and windows, just like I have or had in my home, you call our friends at Pella. Go to PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. Gina Dell from Pella. They're here to help you. So make window replacement part of your 2020 vision, okay? With the cold weather, just go hold your hand next to your window right now. I'll wait a second. Go ahead and do that. There you go. You can feel the cold, right? My new windows, my sliding patio door, you don't feel that. All you feel is the air inside the room. That's it. In as little as a day, your home can be so much more energy efficient. It's that simple. They measure. They manufacture, they install, they service, and they back them with a limited lifetime warranty, and they give you better than bank financing. They are one source for everything, and they are great people to deal with as well. 9 styles of Pella windows and doors to fit your particular taste, whether it's vinyl, fiberglass, wood, whatever it happens to be, they've got it, and something to fit your decor and your lifestyle. It's really cool. And the best part about it is these new windows, they received an award last year for the most innovative window award. That is that roll screen option. So the screen actually is inside the window, and it goes up, so you don't even have to see it, and you can only use it when the window is pulled down. It's really cool. Anyway, long story short, they've got financing. They've got the windows. They can make your life better and make you warmer right now, which is, I think, what we all need. Your choice for financing, 10 years, 2.99% APR, or no interest financing for 18 months to approve credit on qualifying installation. Now, how about that, huh? Make window replacement part of your 2020 vision right here, right now, or just stop in. They got a beautiful new showroom out in Brookfield, or you can just go to PellaWI.com today. That's PellaWI.com today for the in-home consultation. They'll get you out there. They'll get out there. They'll measure. They'll do all that stuff and give you a bunch of choices. I mean, we had choices right down to the type of door handle we were going to get. It's that great. They're great people. Go to PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com. Now, Devontae Adams says Aaron Rodgers is, you know, it's complimentary to be called the other guy like Jordy. And Devontae Adams talks about Aaron Rodgers saying that he's a lot like Jordy.
Time, really. It's been years and years of practice reps and different things like that where we, even in practice now, sometimes they may not always click up. But when you get a certain amount of reps under your belt, I think that that's what puts you in a position to where now you can kind of read each other's body language, certain routes like that third down I told you guys about at the end of the game, situations like that where I run the route completely different than how it's drawn up. And, he's a smart guy too, so it's not just, about, reading each other. It's about being able to understand body language and different things like that. And, obviously he's elite when it comes to that, so it makes it easier.
So in addition to that, Devontae Adams talks about how his skills over the last few years have just kind of grown.
Well, I say earlier in my career, the majority of the plays that I was making, it was individual cuts on the backside of, a 3-by-1 formation or something where I'd be backside and, it was more rhythm throws and, he would pick. It was the yes, no. He would look backside, and if he liked the one-on-one, he would trust that I would win my route and he would throw it. But now it's getting to the point where, even if he doesn't start with me and I'll be backside, he'll work his way back over there. And, a perfect example, last year, the Arizona game, he threw that touchdown to me in the back of the end zone where he just kind of gave a quick point, and it was almost instantly where I just felt it. I knew before that's what he was about to do. So I was already prepping for the movement of it. So as he was pointing, I was sticking my foot, and it was literally like simultaneously. So situations like that where you get, you know, it doesn't really matter how good you are, but it's more so just being able to read each other and understand, you know, be on top of it for the next move.
Also, Devontae Adams, he was asked, what was it like watching Aaron Rodgers work with Jordy early on in your career?
It was special, man. I mean, even all the way through, you know, Jordy's whole time here when I was here, just watching and seeing how he would move around. And it seemed like Aaron always knew where he was going to be in situations where it was really off schedule. So situations like that, I talked to Jordy about it a lot, too. And it was really nothing that he could tell me because he's like, it's just a feel, bro. Honestly, you start understanding. You start getting used to the ways that Aaron rolls, you know, the tempo. So, you know, there's times where you're going to stay on the move. There's times where you're going to stop and find a hole. And, you know, like I said, again, with the body language, speaking with flashing hands, different things like that, that you can only get through the reps. And, you know, so I try to ask Jordy, I'm like, man, I want to do that type of stuff. I want to get those type of plays because I felt early on in my career I wasn't really the beneficiary in that situation. It was mainly Jordy and Randall. And I say Jordy more so because, like I said, you know, the more years you have, I feel like the sharper that connection gets.
Devontae Adams saying, hey, what does playing the 49ers mean for him personally coming from out there in Palo Alto in the Fresno State area?
It's going to be a lot of people there, that's for sure. It's going to be a lot of people. I got like 18 tickets right now, so it's pretty crazy. But, you know, this is really a dream come true for me being in this situation. Obviously, it's not me playing in the Super Bowl in the Bay Area, but it's the next best thing. So, you know, being able to play, being out here in Wisconsin, you don't really get. Being a California kid, you don't get your family here as much as you'd like. So being back home once earlier this year and, you know, being able to come back again for a really big game like this, it means a lot to me because I love, you know, I'm a big family guy. So being able to have my family there supporting me, it's going to be awesome.
It's always good when you got friends and family around, but as long as that doesn't become a distraction, remember. And one of the other, you know, questions posed to Devontae is when did he realize that, you know, beating corners – at you know, kind of the calling card, his ability to be able to get downfield and beat some of these guys and then start to feel comfortable in doing it. It almost feels if you could beat anybody. When did he realize that he had it?
I say it was always a tool just from my basketball background. You know, something that I really leaned on in college as well. But being in the league, you obviously have, you know, the added on to the route tree. So there were certain routes that I didn't get a chance to run in college that I, you know, got to come here and run in this new offense. And, I mean, it really, I don't know at which point exactly it turned into that, but, you know, once I started realizing that I could lose people at the line of scrimmage and essentially run right on air, I figured that was the way to go. So I just put a lot into that and obviously, you know, made it a big part of who I am as a football player. So at this point, like I said, if I can get rid of you, I'd rather run the route how it is on paper, you know. So if I can move you enough to where now I can just run a six step out, you know, just vertical push, and there's a lot of little different nuances within the routes that'll change each time. But I figure it's much easier to run a route with a guy with 2 yards away from you than right next to you. You know, that's the biggest thing. Sorry to interrupt you, but that's the biggest thing when I watch you guys like Jerry Rice back in the day. Is you watch all his clips, you never see a guy just hanging all over. It's never that. It's always him running free. And you know, if it doesn't work out, it was something that happened within, you know, the play that has nothing to do with the DB. So I try to put myself in that position as much as possible.
Does the fact that college football scholarships offer from only a couple of schools, because Devontae Adams has turned out to be one hell of a pro wide receiver, and the fact that he only got a couple of offers from colleges, is that something that he draws upon and looks at?
He's like, by the way, he was like a 1 or 2 star recruit coming in.
Right. Well, that's one
that's
of the things
wild.
We look at and say, wow, they got all these 5 stars. Sometimes you can find somebody who's a 2-star guy who will just turn out to be golden.
Absolutely, man. I mean, I think about it all the time. I you know, I look across, you always get the scouting report and you see where, you know, who you're playing, what number they wear, and what school they went to. And I think about, you know, the success that I've had and the success that I'm still hungry to have in my career. And, you know, that fires me up. You know, I went to Fresno State. People would disrespect you to go in the locker room and, you know, I'm talking with Alabama guys and stuff. They want to disrespect the school I went. And I'm like, it clearly don't mean nothing, man, because look where we are. So we figured it out.
How many stars were you?
I think, is one a star a thing? Is that a thing? I had to be 1 star then.
He was a thing. So the question now becomes more so for the game on Sunday. Does he expect double team?
Well, I mean, we're going into it expecting that off the bat, obviously. I'm not going into it expecting to be singled up. So whatever it is, we're definitely going into this game with a much better plan than we did the last time we played them. The other wideouts, they definitely know, what's on them with that. I don't add any extra pressure to guys because it's the league. We talk about it, but I don't like to freak guys out by, overemphasizing how big the game is or anything like that, because you don't want people getting in their own head, because it's just a football game. And, as long as you understand the urgency and, it's a little different tempo to the game, a little chippier, things like that. I feel like if they know things like that, they'll be good. But I don't add too much extra saying catch the ball and all these things. They know to go out there and handle their business.
And then the approach going into this game against the 49ers and their veteran corner, Richard Sherman.
Well, I mean, it doesn't change, really. It's the same as, not the same as playing anybody else, because he's definitely a great player. And, people have said a lot about whether he's fell off or whatever. And, I don't see that. I see that he's still the same guy, still making plays in a respectable corner. But the way I attack it is just like every other guy. I don't try to change anything because you got a little bit more talent than the next guy. I just try to play my game and, make you play my game. And then, hopefully that changes the way you go about your business.
Absolutely. How much does it mean to him right now to be setting a lot of these, Packer team records in receiving?
Means a lot, man. Obviously, I'm not after the records. Obviously, by doing what I do on the field, those will come. But I don't go into a playoff game saying I need $100, $160 this game to beat Jamarco Finley. I go into it saying, Tay, I'm gonna hold you to a, this is me talking to myself. I'm gonna hold you to a high standard as far as production for the betterment of the team. Obviously, we want to win the playoff game, so. I feel like if I go out there and I have a really good game, then that puts us in a better position to win. So that's the goal.
That's the big thing for them. If he has a really good game, obviously they have a better position and a better ability to move the ball and possibly get the win. He was asked if he was surprised how kind of the brotherhood of the Packers has grown and the message with the teammates and Zadarius and Preston and everybody kind of coming together. Is he surprised by all of that?
Not necessarily surprised me. It's been something that's been a great thing for us, though. I know that I've definitely seen that it's expanded. Guys are spending more time outside of the locker room together, more team events, things that we haven't really done in the past. And it's bringing us closer together. I mean, it just makes you, I feel like the more you connect with a guy off the field, the better chance, or the higher the chances that you'll want to go out there and lay it on the line for the guy. If it's just a stranger next to you, obviously he's on your team, you feel like you should. But if a guy truly feels like your brother, that makes it, where if I'm tired backside and I just ran my route, I might want to jog over or whatever. But if that's my brother over there and I see a guy going to, knock his head off, I got to go over there and get that block. And that's the type of things that I've been seeing this year. Guys like Aaron Jones, obviously had like 47 touchdowns this year. But I just think back to clips where he's running on the backside after running the wheel route, going to block the far safety to, try to spring Jake for a touchdown. Things like that are what stand out to me.
So there you go. That is Devonte Adams. By the way, breaking news, and breaking news is brought to you by our friends at Radio.com Sports and powered by the Sprinter van, the new gas-powered Sprinter van from Mercedes-Benz. Before he even managed a game, Mets are parting ways with their new manager. Carlos Beltran has resigned. It is tough to start a new regime when you have other ethical issues hanging over a manager's head. It was the only way to go. John Heyman reporting it, numerous entities now, NBC Sports as well. But before he even gets going, he is out as the manager of the New York Mets because of this whole issue with the Houston Astros and stealing signs and banging on garbage cans and some of the suspensions that have been handed down and more investigation to come via Major League Baseball. But before he gets a game managed, Carlos Beltran out as the manager of the New York Mets. So this continues to have fallout. And whether it's collateral damage or the damage that is its own doing, regardless, Major League Baseball still continues to investigate what was going on with the technology and sign stealing going on with the Houston Astros organization. When we come back, Joe Fortenbaugh from 95.7 The Game out in San Francisco. Joe is going to join us next, talking Niners and Packers right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
are here. Hey, don't forget, coming up tonight, the Bill Michaels Huddle back out on the road again, 6 to 8 this evening. We're going to be at the Brass Tap on Layton Avenue in Greenfield. Come on by and say hi. It's the NFC Championship Edition. Also, the last opportunity to get registered for the big screen TV that we're giving away next week on the program. Compliments of ABC Audio Video. They'll have that thing installed in your house, ready to go, in time for the big game. So come on out tonight. See you over at the Brass Tap later this evening. Brave the cold just a little bit. Come on out and enjoy it. We're going to have a good time with the NFC Championship version, all brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Back out to 95.7, the game in San Francisco. Our good friend Joe Fortenbaugh is there. Joe, how you been, buddy?
Bill, I've been great, and I appreciate the invite to come on your show. Thanks so much for having me.
So, well, we've had Lorenzo Neal, we've had you, but we had our buddy Damon Bruce on the other day, who set the world on fire when he said the Packers had at best a 10% chance of winning this game. So
that's Damon Bruce for you.
Yeah, it pissed off everybody, an entire nation, as a matter of fact. So you tell me, give me your thoughts in this contest coming up, just the overview.
All right, well, let's start with this. In all my years of betting on football, and I love to bet on football, I love to bet on sports in general, in all my years, one thing I learned is that you never discount any possible outcome from happening. Let's take a look at what happened in Baltimore just a few days ago, right? So before we even think about putting percentage chances on who's going to win and how it's going to play out, we have to acknowledge the any given Sunday rule. And if Tennessee can roll into Baltimore and make the Ravens look foolish, Tennessee can roll into New England and beat the Patriots and pretty much end the dynasty in the eyes of many. Anybody's capable of winning anything, especially when you have a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers leading your offense. Now, with that being said, the one big challenge I think for the Packers in this game is going to be their ability to protect Rodgers long enough to get the ball out of his hands and down the field with any level of consistency. This Niner defense has taken on two looks this year. One, the injured look. Two, the healthy look. You're getting the healthy look. The healthy look is a problem for just about every quarterback in the league that isn't named Russell Wilson because of his mobility with his legs. And Rodgers can still run, obviously, but not like he used to. He's 36 years of age and his running numbers are down, but that doesn't mean he's not a threat with the wheels. Case in point, when Nick Bosa and Dee Ford are on the field together this season, the Niner defense has racked up 24 sacks in 164 snaps. Okay, 24 sacks in 164 snaps. When Bosa or Ford or both of them are off the field, again, the defense has 24 sacks. They just need 801 snaps to get there. Dee Ford is not going to play every down. He's still battling a hamstring injury, but you will see him on third down. And he with Bosa creates an electric dynamic in terms of a pass rush. And when you add the speed at linebacker with Quan Alexander healthy, and the secondary with Jaquaski Tartt healthy, it's very difficult to move the ball on this Niner defense at Levi Stadium. And you guys saw that in the first meeting between the two. I'm certainly not predicting a repeat of that. That was just a bad night for the Packers, in my opinion. But that pass rush is something Matt LaFleur is going to need to figure out early, or it could be a problem and lead to a snowball effect.
Now, the last time they met up, don't forget, Brian Bulaga got hurt. And then Alex Light was basically on skates. And it wasn't a great outing either for the Pro Bowl left tackle, and that was David Bakhtiari. I mean, both of those guys struggled. So I do expect it to be different. To me, the biggest indicator for this game for the Packers offensively is going to be first and second down as to where they're at on third down. They threw the game plan out in that last game. I think they tried to force the ball to Davante Adams coming back. I think Aaron Rodgers wanted to kind of go to his guy, and I think he got caught up in that. I expect this team and this game plan to be somewhat different, and the offensive line now fortified and healthy also to be better. Their best pass-blocking offensive line in all of football this year also to be better at being able to kind of stave off the pass rush of the 49ers. And to me, this is where the game's going to be won and lost.
Yeah, I'm with you on that as well. And when you flip it around a little bit, if the Packers are able to somewhat neutralize what the Niners are going to try to do on the ground, then they're going to have a chance at preventing this offense from putting up big points. The Niners have had some explosive offensive performances this year, and that's because the offense runs through the running game. Kyle Shanahan takes the cue right from his father. They want to run the football. They set a goal last week against Minnesota to get 30 runs on the board. They had 47. They've had some very dynamic performances, and if they can run the ball with success, that's going to set up the play action, and that's where Jimmy Garoppolo is going to take advantage down the field with guys like Deebo Samuel, the rookie second-round pick out of South Carolina, and Emmanuel Sanders, the veteran who was acquired from Denver right before the trade deadline. So offensively for the Packers, the key is going to be protection and for Aaron Rodgers to get the ball out of his hands in a hurry. Defensively, you've got to try to at least limit the run game. You've got a very good pass rush with the Smith brothers up there. They have been a remarkable, remarkable tandem of free agent signings, courtesy of that front office, and they have played at a very high level. They look very good. But the one thing I look at as I try to handicap the game, what happened in the second half against Seattle? I am not a big fan of the Seahawks this year. It has nothing to do with the fact that I cover the Niners. I'm originally an East Coast guy. The rivalries out here don't get to me. I try to see it as neutral and as unbiased as I can. But I am a math guy, and I am a gambling guy. And Seattle finished the season with a +7 point differential. A team that finishes with a +7 point differential shouldn't have double-digit wins. That team should be around 500. In addition, Seattle, when you include the Philadelphia game in the playoffs, was 11-2 in one-score games. This is a very important metric for everyone out there who likes to bet win totals or at least try to predict what teams are going to do from one season to the next. Over a large enough sample size, you should be about 500 in one-score games. You should win 50% and lose 50%. To go 11-2 in one-score games shows that you have been extremely fortunate with the way the oblong ball has bounced. Case in point, the Niners in that first game they played them missed a game-winning field goal at the end of the game. On the Thursday night against the Rams at CenturyLink, the Rams missed a field goal to win the game at the end. There are a lot of breaks that went Seattle's way, and I know Russ is a beast, but what happened there, Bill? How did the Packers let them back in that game?
That's a great question. I think at times it depends more so on the offense than it does the defense. The defense does what they can do. Third down has not been necessarily kind to them. Over the middle with tight ends and slot receivers have not been kind to them. But when the offense goes out and looks really, really good, then all of a sudden goes two or three straight series where it's three and out, three and out, three and out, you put pressure on your defense to all of a sudden come up with just as many stops. And good quarterbacks this season have found ways to exploit the middle, exploit the seam, keep the sticks moving, and get into long drive situations against this team. So those are some of the issues that I've seen more so consistent with the Packers than anything, and that's the reason sometimes these games have become closer than really they should be.
Yeah, and I've noticed that as well. I was thinking at the end of that game, I like Green Bay to win that game and to cover the numbers, so I was rooting for him in that game. And I kept thinking to myself at the end, this is essentially going to be Aaron versus Russ. It looks like Russ is going to keep taking Seattle down the field, and if Aaron could do the same thing for the Packers should be fine. But when you had those back-to-back three and outs, I think they were, it really opened the door for the Seahawks. Now, credit the Packers. Big play on the two-point conversion and then finding ways to make stops late in the game or at least get the plays that needed to be done. This is what I was talking about earlier with the luck in those one-score games. So Jimmy Graham, everyone's up in arms, right? They say he didn't get the first down. That's what I'm talking about with Seattle. All season long, they caught that break. Every time a field goal needed to be missed, every time a call needed to be made, they caught just about every break imaginable. And then they're up in arms that the refs may have spotted Jimmy Graham short and then weren't willing to overturn it. That's how the card falls. Or I should say, that's how the cookies crumble. I found it so funny that they were so up in arms. The team that has benefited from those type of calls more than anybody in the NFL this year was so upset it worked against them in that spot. But that's how the math works. It's not going to work for you 100% of the time. You were 11-2 in one-score games, and that's where the math caught up to you, and we saw the regression to the mean. So good on the Packers. I don't think there was anything wrong with the officiating there. You made a spot. You didn't overturn it. Aaron made the big play to Davante Adams earlier on that possession, if memory serves me correctly, on third down. And that's what it came down to. How you're not doubling Davante Adams in that spot is beyond me. That's on Seattle's defense.
Talking with Joe Fortenbaugh, 95.7 The Game out in San Francisco. So I wanted to ask you, because we'll flip things, defensively speaking, Preston Za'Darius Smith over 30.5 sacks with those two guys combined this season, stopping the run via Kenny Clark, even up the gut with a guy like Blake Martinez. Does this defense and the ability to pressure the quarterback present enough of a challenge for Jimmy Garoppolo that they could stymie this 49ers offense?
I think they do. Garoppolo's played well this year. I've been a fan of his ever since he came over because my mindset has always been simple. People ask, what do you think of the trade? What do you think of Garoppolo? I say, I don't know. I didn't watch him at Eastern Illinois. But if Bill Belichick likes the guy and sees him as the heir apparent to Tom Brady, I should probably get on that train. I'm not going to make a whole lot of money betting against Bill Belichick. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I've defended the guy, and everyone I know in the league that's been around him, guys like Mike Lombardi, I mean, he's just built for it. You know, he's one of those guys. Like, Kirk Cousins is the type of guy, you can see the look on his face in the big spot. When the Packers went in there on that Monday night at the end of the season and smashed the Vikings, you could see it. You could see the moment was too big for Cousins. He couldn't handle the pressure. I know he had a nice run in New Orleans, and he deserves credit for it. But then the next week, he had nothing for the Niner defense. That's Kirk Cousins. Some guys are wired differently. Garoppolo doesn't get flustered. If you look at Garoppolo's numbers, when he throws an INT or fumbles the ball or makes a mistake, generally on the next drive, the Niners are going to move the ball down the field. They're going to have success. It's uncanny the level of success the Niners have had this season coming off a turnover from Garoppolo. The guy has a very short memory. So the key is going to be to pressure him, but I don't know. He doesn't sit back there for 5 and 6 seconds. He's not looking to take a 7-step drop and hang in the pocket. He's looking to hit his back foot and get the ball out. The key is he has a little bit, and I know this is going to come insulting to the great people of Wisconsin, but I see some Brett Favre in him. And what I mean by that is he doesn't have the Favre arm. Nobody had the Favre arm. But he's got the gambler mentality in that there's no throw he thinks he can't make. If he thinks he sees a window, he's going to take that shot. And that's what made Favre so special. He made so many big plays because he was willing to take the risk, because he wasn't going to sit back and just throw it away. Now, we all know that got Favre in some trouble at times. It's why he threw receptions that he threw, but it's also what led to the brilliance. And the brilliance happened far more often than the mistakes. And that's what I see in Garoppolo. Garoppolo takes a lot of gambles, and that's where the Packers have to be ready. If he throws you a gift, and he's done this several times this season, the defensive backs, the linebackers, they got to catch that ball and make a play. If you see a play early in that game where Garoppolo makes a mistake and the corner drops the ball, watch out, because that might be your only opportunity to make a play. He will give you a chance to make a play, but the Packers' defense has to be ready to seize upon it.
Always great to talk with you, my friend. I look forward to talking to you more down the road. And, Joe, you take care. And you know, best of luck. I'm sure we'll chat a lot more about the more gambling statistics than anything, but it should be entertaining this weekend.
No doubt, Bill. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for having me on your program. Good luck to all the people of Wisconsin this weekend. It should be a fun game.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon. There you go. Joe Fortenbaugh, 95.7 The Game out in San Francisco. He's more of a betting numbers guy. If you listen at all to The Score in Chicago, he's on quite a bit down there every week. And he usually brings some fascinating statistics to the table, just like when Dee Ford and Bosa are on the field. 24 sacks and 154 snaps, and when they're not together on the field, 24 sacks and 801 snaps. So when you look at those two guys being present, being together, third down, that's when you know the pressure's coming for Aaron Rodgers, and that's what you got to be aware of. Good stuff. Certainly appreciate him joining us. Joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. More of the Bill Michaels Show is next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Van Horn Automotive, they wanted me to let you know that they got a lot going on. Over 3,500 now, new and used vehicles in stock. They've got 11, now 12 actually, because they just added the new Hyundai store. Manufacturer brands. They've got 17 roof locations, so to speak. Locations in Wisconsin, a couple of them now in Iowa. They continue to grow. They continue to get bigger. I got the Ford F-150 there and love the experience. As a matter of fact, I've been looking at some other vehicles. My Tahoe died, and 300,000 miles. I've got a pickup truck now, so I'm thinking, well, maybe I just get a car, you know. And they said, hey, don't forget about you know, the Van Horn Auto or Van Horn Direct, because you can go online, you can look at the vehicle you want, and say, yeah, I think that's the one. Research it, compare it to other vehicles, whatever it happens to be. Find the price, and then you can do the whole deal right there online, and they will deliver the vehicle to your house. And don't forget, they're also the home of unique programs like the 90-day test drive for any new vehicle, plus oil changes for life with any new vehicle purchase. With any vehicle purchase, not just new, but used as well. Commercial fleet programs, they have it for you business owners also. They got a lot of stuff going on there. 16 locations, now 17 in Wisconsin and in Iowa. They're employee-owned, so everybody's got skin in the game. As a matter of fact, they were voted the 2019 ESOP Company of the Year. Out of 180 employee-owned companies in Wisconsin, they were the winner. So for your next ride, not just mine, but for your next ride, check out my friends at Van Horn Automotive Group. Go to vanhornauto.com. That's vanhornauto.com. They are family-born. They're employee-owned. Good people to work with. And stop in and just, you know, or just go online and find them online. But just good people. Just good people there. I was talking earlier about what kind of scares you the most about this. Now, tomorrow on the program, we're going to get back into the what do you think is going to guarantee maybe the Green Bay Packers a win? What aspect of the game? We can talk more about that tomorrow. But today, sitting here today, my questions are this. If you're going to say there's a concern regarding the Packers heading into San Francisco, what is that concern? What is it? What is bothering you? What is kind of hanging out there saying, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get this done. Don't know if I'm going to be able to get this done. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, by all means, do so. Again, 855-830-8648. Want to hear from you. But what scares you the most about this upcoming matchup with the 49ers? Also, don't forget, after the top of the hour, we're going to have some buy or sell for you. We're going to hear from Aaron Jones coming up a little bit later on in the show. So we've got a lot more. And then don't forget, tonight as well, we've got the Bill Michaels Huddle coming up this evening. We're going to be live from the Brass Tap on Layton Avenue in Greenfield, 6 to 8 tonight. So a lot of coverage continues on in many different facets on this program, the Bill Michaels Huddle. We got the Lodge Kohler kickoff tomorrow with Billy Turner. And then, obviously, the Green and Gold postgame show coming up after the game on Sunday. This one's from Lee. Lee writes into Wendy's email inbox, the number one thing that bothers me is the pass rush. You heard it there from the guy you just had on. I think that their pass rush getting to Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Rodgers getting rattled, even at his age and experience, I think is what bothers me most. The one thing I think is interesting, when you're a veteran and you're, say, 31 to 33, 34, you're a veteran. You've seen it all. You know, you've got the experience to get through the pass rush. Once you get like 35 or older, you don't want to be hit anymore. That pass rush coming at you, that's going to scare the hell out of an old man. It's not like all of a sudden you looked at this and went, oh, my God, I'm decrepit. Aaron Rodgers, I get it. He doesn't want to be hit. He's had two severe injuries, one on each side, two collarbones busted. You know, but it doesn't mean he's running afraid. It just means that he's learned enough to get the hell out of the way. But as we heard earlier, I mean, Pete Doherty said it, Joe Fortenbaugh said it, Ben Fennell said it. Throwing on the run is what's made him a living. It hasn't always been technically correct, but it's made him what he is. He gets a little bit of benefit of the doubt. Now, that doesn't mean I just want to see him throwing it away and focusing downfield on Devontae, okay? Devontae's a hell of a receiver, but I think in this game, more so than what Seattle presented, you're probably going to have to look in many different areas. And the old live to fight another day, just take what they give you, move the sticks, and live to fight another day for another series, that might be the best way to go. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Mike listening to us in South Milwaukee. Mike, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Big unit. Excellent program as usual.
Thank you, sir. What's up?
I wish it was syndicated.
Well, we are. We're not just in the Milwaukee market. We're in many different markets.
Well, you're better than Rome is burning. We'll put it that way.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Okay, the three biggest concerns I have, Bill, would be, like, you took the wind out of my sails a little bit. Third down efficiency, so keeping the chains moving, not letting their offense on the field and keeping our defense off the field. So it's not so gassed by the fourth quarter, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing would be, besides third down efficiency, I would say not creating a lot of penalties or untimely penalties and mistakes. So executing, it's a mental game. So I would say executing and not creating a lot of mistakes by shooting ourselves in the foot and spotting the other team points. You cannot do that, especially with
right. No, you can't have the ball turned over. You can't give up a 2-yard touchdown, all that kind of stuff. I agree.
Right. So 7 instead of 3 when you get there. And I would say Jimmy Graham's going to make a big statement in this game. I mean, people are undermining his abilities. I think he's going to make a big statement in this upcoming game here. And utilizing all of their weapons, like a target instead of like two or three, which we all know who the main targets are. But I would say, boy, there's a lot of areas, but I would say, besides the ones I mentioned, I would probably have to say also the field position. Our punting is good with Scott,
mm-hmm.
but definitely I would just say third down efficiency and scoring seven instead of three and not making a lot of, you know, untimely penalties and mm-hmm. shooting ourselves in the foot. We play our style of football. It's going to be one, like we both agree on, it's going to be one in the trenches, defense and offensive lines.
Yeah.
So I think we have a chance, but it's just playing our style of football without shooting ourselves in the foot.
Yep. No, I would agree with you right there. Appreciate the phone call as always. 855-830-8648. Got to say thanks to our friends at Saz's. The barbecue, baby back ribs, the pulled pork sandwiches, the combo platter. You know it. You love it. Been there since 1976. In addition, they have an incredible hospitality group for tailgates and picnics and sales meetings and weddings, whatever it happens to be. They're a natural fit, of course. But Saz's expertise runs the gamut for those huge corporate events as well. They've got great catering. They've got great food. Go to Saz's, SAZS.com, Saz's.com to find everything. And if you're going to go watch the game and take a load off and have a good dinner, you may want to go to Saz's and start it off, sit there during or end it as well. Regardless of whatever it happens to be, check out our great friends from Saz's. Also, Curly's Waterfront Pub and Grill, Lakeview Boulevard in Pewaukee, overlooking the lake. Big selection of brews and cocktails and fresh-made food and bands and ticket giveaways and all kinds of stuff for all your great events. Go to curlyswaterfrontpub.com or just follow them on Facebook. That's curlyswaterfrontpub.com. More of the Bill Michaels Show, same topic. More of your comments right after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money. Mr. Worldwide. But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money. But I do, I do.
I say y'all having a good time out there.
We're back. We're glad you are back. Hey, I tell you what. If you are looking for something to do, and you just want to get away, you want to enjoy maybe the northern atmosphere, whatever it happens to be, I'm highly, highly recommending our friends over there at the Four Seasons Island Resort in Pembine, Wisconsin. It is a fantastic place. And in addition to that, they have a wine and dine package going on right now. Go up there and take a load off. If you're the girls and you want to get away because the guys have done all their things in football season, go get away. If it's a romantic getaway, go do it. Guys, indoor pool, the whole thing, you can just kind of hang out. Or if you and the significant other just want to go up and enjoy yourself, indoor pool, the Diamond Room, which is the terrific, terrific dining room. Plus, they've got the chef's recommended wine selection up there, Lily's Ice Cream Parlor, very eclectic, a lot of history to this place. They'll give you a tour. They've renovated it. The Four Seasons Island Resort is a beautiful getaway. The Four Seasons, WI.com. That's TheFourSeasonsWI.com. Call our girl Barb. Barb is a GM up there. Barb's a great person, too. She used to work at WMAM, one of our affiliates, then took over as a GM up there at the Four Seasons Island Resort. Give her a call, 715-324-5800. That's 715-324-5800. Maybe the weekend in between, you know, between the NFC Championship game and Super Bowl. Head up there then. Got a lot of good stuff happening. TheFourSeasonsWI.com. Let's go back to it. Jeff is listening to us in Tomahawk on one of our newest affiliates, WJJQ. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Doing fantastic. Bill, what I'm afraid of about this week's game is a stat. Aaron Rodgers, as far as I could find out, has never won a game where he's a 7 points or more underdog, and that worries me.
Didn't know that. I learn something new every day. Didn't know that.
That's what happens when you work at the big Q.
There you go. That's awesome. Now, okay, I'll take that statistic. Now, it's not kind of a daunting statistic. It's not what I wanted to hear. Appreciate the phone call. But I'll take that stat. There's a first time for everything. Remember, no quarterback over the age of 40 had ever won a Super Bowl. And then you had, all of a sudden, Peyton Manning did it. Tom Brady's done it. Didn't think older guys could get it done. Looking for Aaron Rodgers to eventually do that again as well. Maybe that could be his third Super Bowl. So stats are stats until they're broken. So we'll find out what's happening with Aaron Rodgers this weekend. I'm worried about this game as well, as much as anybody else. But I still, as the week goes on, I find myself getting more and more and more excited for this one also. Let's go to Alan, listening to us in Eau Claire on 105.1 out there. Alan, how you doing, man?
Hi, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Last time we played, thanks. Kind of nervous. My first time.
No, that's okay.
105.1. All right. Last time we faced a lot of pressure in San Francisco, and then as the record got better, we've seen Aaron rolling up a little bit more, and he just seems to do better throwing when he's rolling out on the left and right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take my answer off the air. And one last thing about the collarbone thing. Last game, he did throw a block for Jones on a little dump pass, and
yep.
Everyone seems not be saying anything about
Nobody
that.
Nobody talked about it. You are correct. You're 100% correct. Appreciate the phone call. You're right. He did. He got on the outside, both arms in, elbows down, protecting that collarbone, but threw the block. Got the hands out. Threw the block. You are correct. Look, as far as the collarbone goes, I'm not worried about him thinking about breaking his collarbone. I'm more worried about the mobility from the past. That's all. Aaron Rodgers appears to be throwing the ball pretty well. Right now, things are pretty good. You got to get somebody else free, but we can't get to this game fast enough, can we? We just can't. Can't get to this thing fast enough. Looking forward to it. Hey, don't forget, we got another great company looking for some more great people. Pindell, P-I-N-D-E-L, a specialty machining company where they not only want you to have a job, but they want you to have a career. Computers, also CNC, press operators, they've got spindles, they've got computerized side, they've got so much in there growing, taking care of the customer and taking care of you. They're in New Berlin, Wisconsin. Go to Pindell, P-I-N-D-E-L, Pindell.com. That is Pindell.com. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.